Talking with Dick Vermeil. Dick, John Tate, a tremendous addition to the Chicago offensive line. Tell us more about that Chicago team, the psychology of the underdog. It seems like, whether it's the BCS game in Florida and how they destroyed Ohio State and other teams, that playing the role of the underdog can sometimes be a big help.
Oh, sure it can. But I think in the Super Bowl, I don't think it's as much a factor. You know, it's a one-game series, and there's no such thing as a team not being mentally prepared to play. You know, no one gains an advantage. No one's playing at home, you know, and there'll probably be more Chicago Bear fans because there are more people in Chicago, you know. But it's still a road game for both teams, and I just think more often than not, the team that makes the fewest mistakes, doesn't turn the ball over, you know, or the team that takes it away, forces the turnover, will win the football game.
But the players are going to follow the lead and the leadership and the serenity, the calm, the poise of their head coach. And Tony Dungy was that kind of leader at halftime when they're down 21-6 against the Patriots. What did that remind you of in your own career, Dick, in terms of that sort of moment of truth at halftime when you're down and you got to give your guys a sense of belief and confidence that they can come back?
Well, I think it's not so much the demeanor of the coach. It's what he says. A guy can be a fiery, tough, intense guy. Hey, Jimmy Johnson won 3 Super Bowls, right? You know, but he's a totally different personality. It's the credibility he has and what he says that makes a difference. Whether he's calm or excited or intense, yeah, I don't think that makes a bit of difference. It's what he says and how the players interpret what he says and how much they believe in what he says.